comfort. It ain't a thing. It's not something you hold. It's not something you scream. When you show me love.
L-O-V-E, love.
Show me love.
我们今天送大家这首歌呢，就是因为我们要说说人世间最复杂的感情 ，love and hate， 爱和恨。但是我们今天要讲的就是在英语里面，我觉得对于 love 和 hate 这两个词的用法理解和中文是蛮不一样的。
Nowhere near the same。
对。那今天呢，我们就要说说英文里面啊，你可以怎么比较恰当的用 love and hate 这两个词。OK， 那今天我们会举很多有用的例子，这些例句都在我们的微信推送。那除了本期的推送呢，我们往期精彩的推送大家也可以来看一下，好好的保存学习。请到开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言。OK， so, 今天我有这个节目的 idea， 这个创意呢，就因为我们前两天有一个会员课程嘛，我们是 Learn English Through Song， 我们选那个歌，之前潘丽娟有放过片段的。然后好像那个会员课里面，你和达娜有跟大家说 ，Why like isn't I love you sweet？ 我爱你这句话不是很甜蜜吗？为什么美国人会说，我说了这句话反而是 very stupid and I spoil it 啊，我毁了这一切。那我就想到，可是真的是我们中国人、中文和外国人英语的思维，对于这个 love 的用法，非常不同。Give you an example。我觉得美国人是，口语里面用 love 特别多的，但他真的他该说这个 love 的时候呢，他又不说，对吧？
没错。
比如吃一个麦当劳，麦当劳的广告语就是，我很爱麦当劳。那你真的应该跟你女朋友说 I love you 的时候，那男的又不说。
Yeah. Well, it's not that you don't want to say it to your, you know, your girlfriend or your wife. It's the point that this guy is, you know, just starting to have a relationship, right, with this girl. And he's finally waiting for her for so long. Finally has a chance. And then as soon as he has a chance, he says, well, we have a little phrase called drop the L-bomb.
Oh, you meant to love, did I...L 是炸弹，好，但我觉得口语里面呢，真的 love 很常用，比如吃一个汉堡很好吃。或者你看了一个很好看的电影，就是哇
，I love
that movie。Yeah, I love it。就是。我觉得口语里面这种 love 就更像我们中文里面就，哎呦，就是太棒了，我很喜欢，特别喜欢。因为中文你说，哎呦，我好爱那个电影啊，听起来有点奇怪。但是在英文里面，意思是，我特别 love that show, love that movie， 这个就不奇怪，对吧？反而英文里面，如果你说，哦，我好喜欢，意思是。I like it very much. 或者 how's the movie? Yeah, I like it very much. 就是说你听起来其实好像 you're not very sincere. Yeah, you didn't really like it exactly. 所以如果你真的想表达出你很喜欢的话，那英文里还是用 love 比较好啊。对 ，I love it. 比如人家问你 how's the food?
I love it. Thank you.
Love it.
Love it. Just love it.
对，反正我觉得这个掌握一个原则，只要你说你是 love 一个东西，一个体验 experience， 你很喜欢的话 ，just use the word love， you love it。但是用在人的这个上面呢，我是觉得在中国的文化和中文里面，比如和自己的父母，和自己的小孩 ，between parents and kids。It's so hard to say the word love. It's like dropping the elbow. 对我们来说，这个直接说爸爸妈妈，我 I don't think I've ever said that to my parents.
Yeah.
What makes me feel so bad? 虽然我特别特别爱我爸妈，但是 我就从来没有那样说过，而且我也不记得我爸爸妈妈跟我说过女儿我好爱你，包括我和我自己的儿子我也没有跟他们讲过妈妈好爱你。 But I say you know mommy loves you 用英文说到英文。 Yeah, maybe when it's not your mother tongue you know you have more of a怎么说 it's more removed and you can say it more easily.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
不是你母语的时候好像更容易说。
I should probably call my parents right now. I gotta go guys, I'm sorry.
对你来说英语当然是你的母语，可是你会跟你爸爸妈妈说 love you?
We should, but a lot of us don't.Especially the families that come from England.
Ah, 对英国人那边或者你祖先是英国人，他们是比较 reserved.
Yes, exactly.
比较含蓄。
It's called the term is WASP.
WASP.
We are
WASP. Anglo-Saxon.
Protestant.
And WASP.但我觉得美国的父母和小孩之间也是那个 love 还是用的蛮多的，要比中文说爱
right definitely more than Chinese,
而且还有女儿 right between daughters and their parents they say love you
right
跟女儿甚至成年长大了以后跟爸妈打电话 bye love you、这样都会这样说
right but son it's a different story for son
对儿子就不太一样、right. 啊，是的是的那您的讲了那么多的 love let's move on to hate
all right
hate 我觉得跟中文真的也太不一样了、
right.
因为中文你如果说恨的话，其实 it's a very strong word。我觉得口语里面还是很，用的非常少。但是呢，英文 hate 在口语里面也用的很多。
That's right. So all the examples we said before, right? Like the movie. Hey, Jenny, what do you think about that movie?
I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, even talking about traffic or weather.
I hate the weather.
对，因为这两天天天下雨，对吧？所以你就哎呀。I hate this weather.
Right.
天气真讨厌。
Exactly.
就我觉得英语里面很多时候说 hate 其实是在表达讨厌的一种情绪，或者说哎呀天天堵车 ，you know traffic so bad. I hate traffic. 对对，这个都是很自然的，对吧？可是呢，英文里面 what about using it with people?
I hate this person. Yeah, that's a little bit stronger. You know, the only way we would say it is just to kind of be joking a little bit.
调侃的时候说，比如 I hate you, 这个就
Right, because you have something, you know, like, oh, my husband is taking me on this, you know, beautiful vacation to...
Italy
or something like, oh, I hate you.
对，你的朋友就会很开玩笑调侃说，好恨你，好恨你。对对对，那我觉得对，可以用在形容人的时候呢，就不那么常用它，就要 be careful， 是吧？那像中文里面，我们可以说，哎呀，就讨厌或者讨厌，这个都是
在女孩子说的，
女孩是吧？对女生。有女的跟你说 ，Adam， 你真讨厌。
Yeah, it's usually something I do.
English.
If they were to say like Adam, I hate you, or I mean, you might say like I hate when you do that.
就我很讨厌你做这个。
Right, you know, whatever you do that makes me mad, I hate when you do that. I really hate when you do that. But even that is pretty. That's pretty direct, and that's pretty strong. Whereas I always thought, you know, every time I heard, you know.We have so many. Being coquettish.
好了好了，就下次再讲吧。好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要说的就是把 love 和 hate 合起来也是很好用的，在英语里。We combine these two words.
Right, exactly. So the most common one we have is a love-hate relationship with something.
Very complex emotions.
So, for example, what comes to my mind? My phone. I have a love-hate relationship with it because I need it. But at the same time, I hate it because I want to be free of it sometimes.
Love and hate relationship with your job,
with your
work. There are moments that are bad, but there are also moments that are really, really good.
I love it.
Or maybe with your boss, with your 老板, and with your 下属。
I would say a lot of foreigners have a love-hate relationship with
China. Yes.
Because, you know, we love to come here. You know, everybody is really nice to us all the time.
But you hate the traffic.
And the traffic sucks. Sometimes, I mean, you know, the headache kind of stuff, like visas and...
It's not love and hate relationship, it's love-hate.
I have a love-hate relationship with something.
I love to hate.
That's a good one too. We recently did a lesson on Kim Kardashian. So this is a person that many people love to hate.
对，所以 love to hate 是一个很简单的，两个词看起来啊，它里面表达这个情绪是特别 complex， 特别复杂的。就是虽然很多人说，哎呦，我很讨厌卡戴珊这么高调，一天到晚也。对，就是 publicity stunt 做秀，
yeah.
但是 they can't get enough of her， 就是
说
好。特别喜欢看他的那种狗仔新闻啊什么，所以这个时候就可以说。They love to hate, Americans love to hate Kim Kardashian.
Right, exactly. And who do Chinese love to hate?
我不知道哎，可能是做大众，可能会留言告诉 Adam 有没有在中国有一个和卡戴珊那样的人物，让大家有这种 love to hate 的这个感觉啊。你说了，我不听。好，那我们今天呢教了大家，我觉得这是文化上又特别有意思，语言点上又特别实用。I love these shows. I don't have love hate relationship. I just love it.
Love.
也可以说 love.
We just did. No, don't have to say love. Really love it.
Well, I do. I really love it. And if you guys love learning English this way, check out our member lessons. 大家可以看看我们的会员课程，因为我们有六个级别，700多节课，各种实用的主题，你都能够找到自己感兴趣、马上能用到的英语。而且作为会员的所有的课不限级别，你都是可以学习的。
And the most important part, Jenny, is it's only 629 RMB.
你现在好激动啊！
For 1 year, that is a steal.
A steal, 就像偷一样，就像我们白送一样，是吧？好，那希望我们的努力，希望我们维持这个不变的价格，可以让大家更好的来学习英语。So check us out on our WeChat public account 的公众号来了解和升级。Okay, if you have any questions about any of the things we went over today, you can email them.
Show me, love is a friend.